An excerpt from writer James Landon's new memoir about being the object of a student stalker appeared in the Chronicle of Higher Education a few weeks ago and has professors buzzing. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says that Landon's book, Give Me Everything You Have, should also intrigue anyone who's interested in larger questions of how identity can be constructed or damaged online. Here's her review.
Over the past week or so, I've mentioned James Landon's new book, Give Me Everything You Have, to a bunch of colleagues. They've all heard about it already, and they're all dying to read it. What Amy Chua's Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother was to parenting a couple of years ago, Landon's Give Me Everything You Have may well be to teaching, a controversial personal reflection on the pitfalls of the professor-student relationship. Except Landon, unlike Chua, really has no advice to offer. No certitude nor help for pain. His memoir attests to the fact that in the confusing age of the internet, we are all as on a darkling plane, at the mercy of assault by email and wiki rumor. The cautionary tale Landon tells is this. In 2003, he was teaching a graduate seminar on fiction writing at a college in New York. One of his students, whom he calls Nazreen, is a 30-something Iranian woman who shows special promise. Landon becomes her thesis advisor. She graduates and, in the way of most students, disappears from Lasden's life. 2 years pass, and then one day Landon receives an email from his old student Nazreen. She asks him for help with her novel. They begin corresponding, and as Landon admits, not being her professor at that period, I had begun to experience a shift in my feelings for Nazreen, from the slightly harassed sense of obligation I'd started off with to a more human, straightforward feeling of affection. Fair enough. Most of us who teach have experienced this same shift with certain old students, from formal mentor to, hey, call me by my first name, type friend. Landon captures that shift, and throughout the memoir, he writes incisively about the gradations of intimacy that mark the student-teacher relationship. What happens next, though, is thankfully not as common. Nazreen's emails become flirtatious. Landon, who presents himself here as a happily married family man, is taken aback and grows cooler. Increasingly bizarre emails from Nazreen begin flooding Lasden's inbox, manic and eventually threatening, anti-Semitic and obscene. The first truly creepy email reads in part, James, I'm still unsure why you dislike me so. I rather liked being your little pup. Uh-oh. Nazreen goes on to make threats to ruin him and displays an inventive flair for doing so. Various editors Landon has worked with receive emails denouncing him as a plagiarist and sexual predator. Nazreen impersonates Landon on the web, scheduling, for instance, sales appointments with a Hummer dealer. His Wikipedia entry is tampered with, and nasty reviews appear on his Amazon sites. As Landon drolly admits, he quickly becomes a compulsive self-Googler, a malady, he says, that sounds like it was derived from some Victorian hygiene pamphlet. Desperate, he consults the FBI, NYPD, and several lawyers. They're hesitant about helping. After all, it's only Lasden's word against Nazreen's, and in any event, the amorphous nastiness of the internet is impossible to contain. At this point, I too must say that we wary readers only have Lasden's side of the story. I'm a little nervous about the fact that he's sloppy about the wording of a key quote he cites twice and attributes to George Eliot. And at times he veers off into myth and literature and seems to sidestep crucial questions about what actually happened. The power, however, of Give Me Everything You Have extends beyond the fatal attraction lure of its suspenseful narrative. Landon meditates on the larger issues raised by cyberstalking, especially on the historical changes in the concept of controlling one's reputation. Landon says, "The multiplying effect of the internet, the knowledge that anything on it can be infinitely reproduced, is a further element in the alarm this kind of attack induces. Who else has seen what you have seen? Who has copied it, posted it elsewhere, emailed it to a friend? One never knows. As an intellectual, Lasden fights back, ultimately, by writing this book. Give Me Everything You Have is a fierce and compelling memoir. But reading about Lasden's agonizing ordeal by cyber slander, I wonder if this might not be a case where it's more useful to know Tony Soprano rather than Thomas Mann's Tonio Kroger.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Give Me Everything You Have by James Lasden. You can read an excerpt on our website, freshair.npr.org. I'm Terry Gross.